Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
To celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and the radio show where you can find help and hope. And as always, my best friend, my co-host and sidekick, Lynn Thornley's here today.
Hi, good to be back.
It's good to be back. We missed you last week.
This time last week, I was having cocktails around the pool.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Aren't you lucky? Now we're back in the rain.
Well, at least it's keeping the heat down.
It's keeping the heat down, and I'll tell you, my plants are growing really well. I'm really happy with that. And we have our most fabulous producer on the board, Mr. Peter Blake.
Hey,
good morning.
How you guys doing?
Joyful and grateful.
You like the new look?
I love the new look.
It looks really good on Facebook Live right now.
Very
we got
snazzy.
That HD camera. We got the lights. And of course, I'm the host of the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6. We call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio. And this is why, ladies, we give your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the TAN Talk Sports Network. It's the Sports Web. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
That boy is on fire. Can you have a little bit of energy there? It's all good. It's all good.
All natural, baby. All natural.
Yeah, you got it. And we have some special guests on the show today. We have Samantha Vazo.
Yeah, hello.
And Peggy Falls from Palm Garden, who is one of our newest partners on the show. So welcome. We're glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
And we also have Patricia Hulbert and Sue Osborne, and they're going to talk to us a little bit later on about a LIFT program, which is a group to help widows. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. So don't go away. So I'm so grateful that you tuned in today. I know your time is very valuable, caregivers, and it's not always so easy to just take an hour to sit down and listen to a radio show. But remember, everything is podcast, so you can go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. And hear any show at another time, because I know that for you, maybe it's not a good time right now. So you just go and you listen wherever you can listen. New listeners, and they're all from out of state this week.
Wow.
So we have Joe from New York, we have Kathy from New York, and we have Sue from Virginia Beach.
Wow. So they must listen on Facebook.
Yeah. I think some on the internet, too. That girl from Germany, too, she always listens on the internet.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. That's really cool. So we have a little tip from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office today. It's called Vacation House Checks. So the Pinellas County Office Sheriff's Office offers house checks while you're away from your home for an extended period of time. So to sign up for the service, you need to provide the following information: the date when you're leaving, the address, the name, the phone number where you can be reached, the address of your destination. So you can call the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office at 727-582-6177 to schedule your house check. So do that, because you know how many people are out there scamming and they're looking for when you go on vacation or whatever they can do. And always let your neighbors know. Let your neighbors know. It's your neighbors, I think, are the best eyes out of anybody. And then if they see something they think is a little funky too, tell them that you had called the sheriff's department, that they have you on file, and then they can just call and say, we think something's going on here. But I think that's a great service,
it
don't
is.
You?
They also said this week, too, it was on the news last night, lock your doors when you're inside and when you go out, because most people don't. I think it was set up in Brooksville or something.
People are in the house in another room, and people come walking right in the house. Mm-hmm.
And this
scary
72-year-old lady fought back. She got a broken nose in that. He got away, but she gave all she
God
could.
God bless her.
Yeah, but she had left the side door open when she was out.
Yeah. Well, because sometimes they come in your house and they think nobody's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in there. And if you leave the door open, I mean, I do the same thing, but don't do it, please. At least I have a dog. That always helps. Okay, so ladies, tell our listeners all about Palm Garden and what you do there.
Well, my name's Peggy Falls. I am the director of Transitional Services.
And how long have you been there? Like a million years, I heard?
I've been there 27 years.
God bless you.
Wow.
It's like my second home, but I call it my first because I'm there more than I am at home.
Oh, goodness.
I love it. I love working with the elderly. I just love it every day. But one of the neat things we do at Palm Gardens that I think is really cool is we have the gym program. It's called Going the Extra Mile. And any guest that comes into our facility from the hospital, home, community, we get a life story.
And you notice they said any guest that comes in. Mm-hmm. I like that word.
Yeah, and then from the life story, we ask them their occupation, what their favorite food was, you know, just to get a little bit about
them. Yeah.
And then we try to have something that makes them comfortable when they come in. You know, like a certain type of food, we'll have that food ready for them.
Wow.
You know, at their next meal, you know, a certain kind of juice, just, you know, different things. But I think that's really neat that we do because it makes them comfortable when they come in.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's so hard with, you know, you're away from home. And
right.
It's not like the piece of cake thing you really want mm-hmm. going on. And a lot of times the staff changes and different people are there and they don't know you.
Right.
I would love somebody to develop an app, but I think with all the HIPAA laws it probably wouldn't be possible, where you would just pick up your phone and put in your patient's name and it would tell you all about his life. Because
yeah.
I think lots of times there's no conversation because they don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, that's why we have the life story. So when they come in, all of our staff, we get a copy to each department and then they know about the patient when they come in. And that way it kind of makes them feel comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because if somebody likes sports, you start talking about sports.
Exactly, a dog.
If somebody likes
whatever.
Animals, you know, and we're pet friendly, they can. If we have a private room available, they're allowed to bring their pet for their stay. If we don't, they can come in and visit.
Wow.
That's huge. So tell us something about your rooms and about what's different at Palm Garden.
Well, we just
recently remodeled
our rooms. So our rooms look really nice. I invite everybody to come by for a tour. For any of our Palm Gardens buildings, our owners put a lot of money back into their facilities, and it looks really nice now. So,
and you have private rooms, which that's rare, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us what you do there.
My name's Samantha Vosloo. I'm the executive director of Palm Garden of Largo. So that's the location that's just off Starkey. It's near Bardmore.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes Palm Garden unique is that, like Peggy said, we have an owner who, as a recently widowed woman, decided to make an investment in the lives of the residents, the guests, and the staff and the families that we serve. And so because of that, we have beautifully new renovated buildings. My beauty shop just got finished being renovated last week, and that's big because, you know, it's a big hangout for the ladies that stay with me. We have 40 private rooms at my location.
40?
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms do you have altogether?
140 rooms altogether. And like I said, 40 of those are private rooms. We have piped in oxygen, which is good for respiratory patients and guests. When they come in, we're able to work with a respiratory therapist so that a lot of times caregivers and the guests are both anxious about those respiratory diagnoses.
Yeah.
So we've made partnerships in the community to be able to provide services to really lower that anxiety level.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. And like Peggy said, you know, we're pet friendly. We find that that's very important. You know, would you want to leave your pet at home for the, you know, 3 weeks that you're with us for rehabilitation? It's just not fair.
And what's amazing is our staff, they're so friendly about it. You know, like if somebody's pet's there, they don't mind walking it at night, you know, feeding it, going out and getting treats. I mean, we have our secretary at the front desk. Everybody that comes in with a pet, she gives it treats. So
that's
when the pets
nice.
Come, they go straight to her.
They're smart.
It's a very friendly atmosphere.
And that's
why I love
huge for
there.
Somebody.
Yeah,
that is huge
there.
For somebody to be able to have that opportunity to bring their pet with mm-hmm. them.
And because, we also have open visitation hours.
Which means?
So anybody can come anytime they want. Like if a daughter works nights and gets off at 6 o'clock in the morning, she can come. You know, it's open. They can come whenever they want.
That's big.
That's the best.
What's like the average stay there?
It's about 18 days.
About 18
days. For rehabilitation.
Days.
But of course, if ever there's a need for long-term care, we do provide that too. So we've got in my center about 90 people that live with us long-term care. And that's where they really become a part of our family. We celebrate holidays, birthdays, happy things and sad things together. And it is amazing to see, especially the staff members like Peggy, who've been at the building forever and ever. You know, it's really like your home.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing that people are going through, and I'm really concerned about this cycle of home hospital rehab. You know, we just had, what was it, the ACE unit from down in
Palms of Pasadena.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're on the
Dr.
show a couple
Sunny.
Weeks ago. Oh yeah. My god, is he the bomb?
He is.
And I think it's so great. And I think this needs to be repeated to our listeners, because what happens is mom gets a urinary tract infection. Now it's bad enough that mom has to go into the hospital. So mom's in the hospital, let's say, 3 or 4 days. And then we pat ourselves on the back because after 3 or 4 days, mom's UTI is cleared up. But now mom can't walk because she hasn't been out of bed for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, it's really important to have a good relationship with your primary care physician. Dr. Sunny actually rounds at both of our buildings. He's an excellent physician. But something that we've done at Palm Garden is we want to keep that primary care physician at the center of the plan of care. So what we're hoping is we avoid that vicious cycle of rehab, hospital, back home, rehab. You know, it's just terrible. And we find the more times that you're in a rehab facility, the longer your stay is. And that's not what we want either. We recognize we're not a vacation destination.
Right.
What we try to educate caregivers and residents and guests is that, you know, your primary care physician really needs to be involved. So what we do is we send weekly updates to the primary care physician because they know you and they know your history better than we will. And so that allows them to direct a plan of care to ensure that you're getting stronger, you're getting the medical attention that you need so that when you do go home, you're more successful. And because we have a relationship with these primary care physicians, we're able to see if you're successful at home. They can always pick up a phone call. Peggy, somebody from admissions is on call 24/7, and we can talk with the caregiver and the guest and the primary care physician to see, do you need to come back to us for a tune-up? And that'll avoid the hospitalization altogether.
Oh, okay. So just skip that whole hospital part.
Yep.
Yeah, we call it the 30-day window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you have 30 days if you have Medicare to come back in. Insurance is you can come anytime, but
right.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a lot of education that we're trying to give to the primary care physicians and to the community, is that you may not have to have a hospital stay, because anyone who's been in the hospital know you kind of come out very deconditioned.
And I think the caregivers need to know about this, that this is available. And how does a caregiver, let's say, I've heard horror stories about rehabs. So they're listening to the show right now, and they say, last time my husband went to XYZ rehab, and I wouldn't send my dog there. Do they get a choice just to pick to go to you?
Or they do.
How do they, can you tell my, because lots of times they don't understand that.
So every time that you go into the hospital and you need to be pick out a rehabilitation center, you get to choose any one that you want. There's a really good website that's put together by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
And that is?
It's called nursinghomecompare.com. And what you can do is go on nursinghomecompare.com. You can get it on your iPhone. You can get it on your iPad, on a computer. And you can see how the facilities around your home or maybe your doctor's office are rated. And if you look at Palm Garden of Largo, we're a 5-star rated facility, which means we have good survey performance when the state comes in and does their annual audit. We have good quality measures, which means the care we provide is excellent compared to other centers. And then it also looks at your staffing rating. That's something that is so important to caregivers, because caregivers, you're used to being in control of the situation, and it's hard to have your loved one, the most prized thing that you have, just dropped off at a rehab and think, oh my gosh, someone else is taking care of my mom.
Right.
And so that's a part of that rating system as well, is that we staff our buildings heavier so that we can be available to provide care.
And how many facilities do you have?
We have 14 in the state of Florida. There are 3 in Pinellas County. There's the one, like I said, on Starkey Road. Peggy works at Pinellas, which is just about a mile south of Olmerton on
right
Seminole
by you.
Boulevard.
And then my girlfriend's husband was in the one on McMullen Booth.
Yeah, Palm Garden of Clearwater's McMullen Booth and Curlew.
They were renovating the parking lot and everything when I was there.
Yeah,
but they asked to go there. They were being sent somewhere else, and they asked to go to that.
Well, and that's something that's important to remember for caregivers, is you always have a choice.
And I don't think caregivers know that.
No, my husband was in rehab, every single one, but I didn't know I had a choice.
The other thing,
because they don't tell you. They just say, hey, this is where you're going.
Yeah, they do.
That's exactly right. And so you know, be your own advocate, be your loved one's advocate, and say, no, I've looked, this is where I want my loved one to go. And if you face pushback, your primary care physician, like I said, is so important in helping you navigate that difficult system. The other thing I would recommend, you talked about how to pick a rehab center. The Nursing Home Compare is a great place to start. But I also recommend take a tour. And take a tour at the off hours.
And that's what I always want everybody to be prepared. Right. Just, you know, you may never have to go into there. Mm-hmm. But if something happens and you do have to, then you know where you're going and you know you made this choice. Right. Mm-hmm.
What I like is that you can go 24 hours a day, because that was my biggest thing with my husband. He wouldn't want me there at night, and I wasn't allowed. 7 o'clock, I had to go home.
Mm-hmm. Well, we find that it's a scary place when you've never been there before. Exactly. It's something new that you've never experienced, and we want to provide as many comfortable things as we can. So we want the caregiver to have access to their loved one 24 hours a day. Peggy talked about pets. We talked about the gym program so that we can just try to alleviate those concerns that usually come with going to a rehab center.
And you can eat in our dining rooms, too, with your guest. It's kind of neat. We give the first three meals free.
So, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Wow. Kind of encourages you to come.
Yeah. Because we know some people don't get very many visitors, and some get a whole ton of visitors, and that's something that's kind of sad, too. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine that for someone that goes in and doesn't have anybody.
Our staff's fantastic. When they know that, they're right on top of it. Mm-hmm. They make them feel really comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so important. Yeah. So very important. So tell us, what's some of the different kinds of rehab you do there?
We do several different types of rehab. We have speech therapy that can help you with any kind of cognitive concerns, also any kind of swallowing problems. Speech therapy also works with Parkinson's disease. We have a big and loud program, which encourages, for the loud part, is speech therapy. As we progress with Parkinson's disease, sometimes our voice becomes very quiet, and it becomes difficult to communicate. So the big and loud
I can't hear a word he's saying.
Mm-hmm. My husband, you could hear him in the next block.
Oh. Yeah.
You never know, right?
You never know. But the Big and Loud program encourages exercises to allow your voice to come back so that you can communicate your wants and needs. We also do occupational therapy, which does, you can think fine muscle movements, feeding yourself, doing activities of daily living, putting on socks, dressing yourself, those types of things. And then physical therapy, which is most popular. Most people know about physical therapy, walking, things like that. We also do respiratory therapy. We partner with an excellent respiratory therapist at both of our buildings, and they are in the house 3 days a week and accessible 24 hours a day.
And we also do IV therapy too, if they need IVs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, IVs.
And you also do respite care there too, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to our listeners, because some people don't have a clue what respite care is?
Well, respite care can be either hospice or somebody going on a trip that needs somewhere for their loved one to stay, and then they can pay privately. Some of the Medicaid plans pay for it, too. Mm-hmm. So they just come, they bring their orders from the doctor, and they can stay for 5, 7 days, how many ever days they want to stay for. Mm-hmm. So we just take care of them just like our other guests.
And it's really important. Respite care is excellent, because caregiver burnout is a real problem.
Oh, yeah.
And so we like to provide that service for our caregivers so that, you know, if they just need a break, if they need to care for themselves, we can take care of their loved one.
I didn't find out what respite care was until I was in my bereavement group.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Is that scary?
A little late.
Way too late.
Right.
But that's why I always make sure I give a lot of this education about this kind of stuff on the show, because I didn't know. And I'm not a dumb bunny. It's not like I wasn't out there and around. But people think, oh, you're a businesswoman, you know. No, you don't know about that stuff if you're not in that stuff. You don't have any idea.
And sometimes people think that it's so expensive, and it doesn't have to be. Like Peggy said, a lot of the Medicaid plans will cover respite stays, because Medicaid has recognized that caregivers need to also care for themselves.
Yeah, because they're dying before the people they're taking care of. Mm-hmm. A huge amount. It's just insanity.
Well, and we see time and time again, I'm sure Peggy could talk about 100 instances where we see that the caregiver actually becomes injured, and then they both have to come in and stay. And if the caregiver's not able to get better, then there's no one to care for their loved one. Right. So then they both become institutionalized, and that's never our goal. So it is very important to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's why I always get afraid with the caregivers and everything. I'm always afraid about the fall. Mm-hmm. Because if you're trying to take care of your loved one, give them a shower or something, and you're not in the best shape yourself, one goes down, two are going to go down. That could be the end.
One of the other neat things I think that most facilities can do, but we do it a lot, is if somebody goes to the hospital and they're the caregiver of their spouse, we can take the spouse in as a respite too. You know, if there's no family here and they can't get here for 3 or 4 days, we can take them in as well. We just have to have doctor's orders, and we can kind of piece that together.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge, because I don't, you know, I see a lot of caregivers. I see an 86-year-old taking care of a 90-year-old, and one can barely take care of the other, and they don't have children, and their friends are all gone.
And if they go to the hospital, then they're worried about their other, you know, their spouse at home, but we can take them in as well. So
that's huge.
And something that we try to do for our guests that come and stay with us is set them up to be most successful when they return back to the community. So that may mean assisting them in applying for Medicaid so that they can get additional resources out when they're back in the community, hooking them up with social programs such as Meals on Wheels or anything that they need. That's part of those life story details. We want to know about you as a person, how you live in the community, so that we can help you return and be successful.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, because too many places just treat somebody like a number.
Mm-hmm. And we also make calls after they go home. We make calls the first after the first 24 hours. Then was it at 10 days after?
Mm-hmm. And then
25 days after, to make sure that they don't need anything and they've gotten everything they need from home health, or if they could need to come back in, something like that. So it's kind of a double checking system on them, especially if they don't have any family.
Yeah, that's big. All right, guys. Where's Peter? Peter, I can't see you with all the bright lights anymore. We're going to get ready now to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Knowing you can always count on me, but
that's what friends are for. The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Palm Garden is a mission-driven, patient-centered provider of post-acute healthcare services consisting of skilled nursing and rehab centers, outpatient rehab clinics, assisted living and memory care, and home care agencies conveniently located across the state of Florida. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals deliver quality care through innovative nursing and rehabilitation. Our mission is to create a compassionate environment for each person entrusted to our care and to inspire hope and healing by helping individuals achieve their highest level of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Whether you or a loved one is in need of short-term, long-term, respite, home care, or outpatient rehab services, Palm Garden can be there for you. Join us at one of our special events in June or July and take a tour of any of the five Bay Area locations, Clearwater, Largo, Pinellas, Tampa, or Sun City Center. Or visit us at www.palmgarden.com. That's www.palmgarden.com.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. RenStar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call RenStar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Keep shining. Friends, I hope you listened to that affirmation and that when somebody offers to help you, that you accept that help. Because you know what I always say, caregivers have the triple A dilemma. They don't ask for help, they don't accept help, and they don't acknowledge themselves. And shortly after my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day and I met a lady and she said, a friend, and she said, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm okay. And she said, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, I have to tell you, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. And I was like, I did what? And she said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said no. So don't do that, because people are out there, they really do want to help you, and caregivers, you need the help, believe me. You may think you don't, but you do need the help. So make a sit down when you have some time and just make a list of some things you can accept help with, because I find many times when someone asks you, you're in that little tornado, and you can't even think straight, like, what are you going to do, bathe my mother or whatever? But if you can sit down and make a list, then when they come over and ask you, you pull it out and you say, hey, could you mow my lawn? And they go, yeah, I've been asking you for 9 months. I'd love to mow your lawn. Make sure you're specific. Because many times they'll say, could you come spend some time with my mom one day, someday? Well, one day, someday doesn't happen. You need to say, can you come over on Tuesday at 2 o'clock and let me go get a haircut? And I'm telling you, 95% of the times they're going to say definitely, or if not Tuesday, we could do it on Wednesday. So there was one woman, I just want to repeat this, that came to my Hear Me Speak one day, and she sent me an email and said, I thought about what you said, Linda, and when I went home, I made my list, and I only put one thing on my list. And if anyone asks if they can help me, I say, if you can come over any afternoon between 2 and 4 and let me take a nap, that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And her next line was, I'm pleased as punch to let you know that I'm now napping 7 days a week, and my husband is getting 7 different guests that had stopped coming. Win-win. So as much as we think we're the bomb and we're the only caregiver and we're the only one who can do it, you know, that another thing I always say, sometimes your loved one needs a break from you too. So think about that. So ladies, Patricia and Sue, let's talk about the LIFT program, how it started and what you guys are doing, because I think this is something we really need to know.
All right. Well, I'm Patricia. I'm from Serenity Funeral Home. I'm the LIFT director, and LIFT is a national program that has been around for a number of years. It's in place to help widows and widowers adjust as they make that transition into living without their spouse. And we're not a therapy group, but we're a group that offers activities and the opportunity for them to share their daily surprises. They're asking questions about how they might do something as a single survivor. And we also give them opportunity to talk about how they're thinking and feeling, again, offering resources that we know of. And we've got a wonderful partnership with Brookdale, where we share the burden, so to speak. We share the load of offering locations for meetings, meals, activities, and use both our resources for our participants.
So, Sue, when are these meetings and where are they at?
Right now, they are the second Thursday of every month at 11:30. And we go back and forth between the Dignity location on Indian Rocks Road,
okay,
and Pinecrest, which is on 8th Avenue, southwest in Largo.
If you'll give me that information, I'll put it on my website calendar,
great.
So it's there.
And we try to arrange for interesting speakers to come in now and then. Last time we had Sue Duhamel, who came in and talked about genealogy and how to start looking into that if you have an interest in that. And we actually had somebody bring in a document that she wanted Sue to authenticate that was signed by Andrew Jackson.
Which
of course Sue is not able to do, but it was interesting to even see something that old that came in. It was a land grant from North Dakota or someplace. It was amazing.
Well, that's interesting.
So, and we have the Seabird Sanctuary coming up in July.
And then does the group do anything socially?
Where,
like go out to dinner or?
We usually have lunch together right now, and we're just in the 6th month. We've just celebrated our 6 months of having it in this area. So eventually we hope that we'll do some outside activities, go to a movie, go to a dinner somewhere else.
And there's no charge for this, right?
There's no fees, no membership required, so they can bring a neighbor, they can bring a friend. So, and it could be a loss of a variety of reasons. It could be not just a spouse. It could be just a loss of a loved one, a child, an aunt or an uncle, just someone experiencing a sort of loss.
But probably most of spouses, all
mostly
right?
Mostly they're scared to spouses.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's tough because, you know, it's that generation that stayed together through sickness and health and the whole deal that are married 62, 64 years, and they don't know what the heck to do.
Many of them have been married, like you said, a number of years, and then became caregivers, so they've lost interest in their hobbies that they used to have. So we try to encourage them to get back involved with their hobbies, their previous interest. We offer them the opportunity to bring their latest painting or whatever they're working on. They've kind of put themselves aside, like we have spoken of, and trying to get them back into doing things they enjoyed.
You know, it's really interesting. And this woman used to come to my support group a while ago, and her mom passed away. And they always come back to the support group a little bit afterward anyway, you know, to help other people. And she said to me, Linda, ever since my mom passed away, my dad just sits in the chair. Mm-hmm. They were married 62 years. They did everything together. She said, I took him to the doctor. The doctor gave him an antidepressant. I think he's going to die in the chair, Linda. I said, tell me something he used to do when he was younger. Well, he used to build these big model ships with all these little pieces and stuff. I said, could he still do that? She says, no, his hands are kind of arthritic, Linda. I don't think he could do that. I said, you want to try an experiment? She said, I'll try anything. I said, go to Michael's. They have these like wooden cars, like 8 pieces, like a kid would put together. I said, I know a nursery school that could use some of those. Buy a dozen, bring them home to Dad, and say, Dad, do you think you could paint these and put them together? As of a couple of weeks ago, he's on his 40th dozen. I get goosebumps when I just say it. Now he does boats, too, and he goes to different schools, and he mails them to some schools, and the kids Skype with him. And so every morning he's on a mission to do something when he wakes up. And the woman said to me, his daughter said to me, and the money it cost me for the supplies and the shipping and everything else is cheaper than what I was paying for the antidepressant.
Yeah. Wow. That's wonderful.
Win-win. Yeah. So, you know, there's a whole we all want a purpose, whether it's a purpose of the caregiver, the one they're taking care of, whether it's after a loss, whether it's just with aging. Figure out what a purpose is. And if you have a loved one, make a purpose for them. So I'll give you an example of that. My mom would come to me and she'd say, Linda, is there anything I can do to help you? And I'd be, there's some laundry in that basket. Could you fold it? I don't want to do that. Then a half hour later, Linda, anything I can do to help you? And I'd be, there's a couple of dishes in the sink there, you know. I don't want to do that. But my mother was a legal secretary, and that was a big deal to her in the day. So one day I went to Staples, and I bought 500 envelopes, and I printed out 500 phony letters and 500 phony labels. And I was like, Mom, if you could just stuff these and stick them together for me, you know, it would help me so much, Mom. And it took her like 4 or 5 nights watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And some of them were crooked, and I don't think she even read them because I don't think she could read. But when she handed that box back to me, she was so proud that she did something. It was the best $20 I ever spent. I tossed it in the can. But then she ended up going to the chamber, the Seminole Chamber, and she would help with their newsletter. Something that she could do, you know, was just staple and like collating and whatever. But it gave her a purpose. You know, in one way, she wanted me to do everything for her. But in another way, you still have to have a feeling that you can do something and that it's not. So, and that's another thing I want to repeat, too. Don't take away from your loved one what they can still do. I find many times we take things away from them because we can do it quicker. Well, that's not in their best interest. That's in our best interest. So if we're a caregiver, we have to figure out what's best for them, not always what's best for us. And maybe for us, it's best to just take a break. Just take a break.
Yeah, that's great.
So what more do you want to tell me about the group?
Well, when you were speaking of that, it came to mind what we talked about last month. I went around and we asked them, how did they surprise themselves this month? And first I saw no response on their faces. Then all of a sudden, I did this. I went whitewater rafting, or I took a cooking class, or I did this. So they each had something that had surprised themselves. So to encourage them to continue to surprise themselves, to realize.
And I think everybody should surprise themselves all the time.
Yeah, yeah. They were not receptive, and then it generated quite a conversation.
Just think of those things that they did, but it was good.
Yeah.
So do you find, though, that lots of times people come to the group like a year after their loved one passed? They don't come right away, right?
No. We don't invite them until after 3 months. So we,
because in the beginning, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
Well, we have somebody who lost their husband about 6 years ago. I think that might be the longest one. And then Richard is only a few months.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was December or...
Right, came right away, yeah. And we had one that was just a couple of weeks, and, you know, she seemed to be more ready. But it depends on how long that journey of grief began. When you have a loved one that's maybe ill, they're at a different place than something that happened suddenly.
Well, I'll tell you, when Lynn took care of her husband, Lynn's my best friend. Her husband was one of my best friends, too. Is when he passed away, what happened when you looked in the mirror?
I thought it was my grandmother.
Yeah, she was like, who is that?
Wow.
Yeah. Who is that when she saw herself? Because first of all, she wasn't spending any time looking in the mirror. She was just taking care of her husband. Because we love you, Jack, but you were a big job.
I don't think he recognized me anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, she lost 50 pounds when she was during her caregiving experience, and I hope, you know, and it was tough. And
he gained wrinkles.
And then
the gray hair, no, I've been very lucky. I've kept the blonde. Not a problem.
But really, and you know, yeah, it took quite a while before you would even be open to anything.
No, it'll be 5 years in September.
Wow.
And yeah. Now I'm up.
Now you're good.
Yeah. She used to try and drag me, and I was like, I don't even want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And we'll have we have a few that show up that they really didn't want to be there. They just thought they'd try it. They didn't want to be involved. But then I see them coming back and coming back, a little baby steps at a time.
And it might not be for everybody, but it's worth a try.
If they weren't social before, then walking into a group is not comfortable. So I have a few of those we have that I just touch base with individually, like maybe drop a note or a phone call. But I know they're not going to probably come to a gathering.
But and sometimes but all they do need is a phone call, and it'll change it. Because I know even like I belong to Kiwanis. Mm-hmm. And some people haven't been coming a lot. Well, we know it's summertime now and everything. But sometimes somebody just needs a phone call. They get in a little funk. They miss a meeting or something. And then they feel funny about going to the next one or something like that. Sometimes just a phone call that somebody cares can make a whole difference.
And I had one that I just made a call, and I got a written thank you note. In fact, it came in the mail this past week. Thank you for the call. You know,
That's something my mother would have done. She always wrote those notes. Well, you send cards. So
that's a lost art. Yeah, but get that was really, yeah.
I send out, go ahead.
I think it helps them that it's kind of non-threatening, too. There's no expectation. It's not like you're going on a dating site or something like that where you have to feel like you're performing or you're trying to impress somebody. They're just coming there. And
they know
spending
they're in the
a
same
little
boat.
Time with people who have shared the same type of experience,
right?
No matter whether it's recent or far, you know, 6 years ago or whatever, it's still the same type of thing that they have in the back of their mind, and their hearts are all in the right place.
And you know what? Those groups too. Sometimes people end up hooking up in the end. You never know.
Yeah. Did you say there are a lot of men in those groups?
Yeah. We had our first member was a man, and then the rest are women. And we have a tentative new potential of a man, but it didn't seem to bother him. And he comes back because he kind of is a little bit of center of the attention now.
Which is okay.
Yeah. So, but I do find women, and I think historically this group, that the women are more open.
Yeah. Well, most of my support groups are women. But what happened at one point is I would have one guy in this group, one guy in that group. And then one day one of the guys says to me, Linda, do you think we could have a group just for men? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, we could do that. And we called it Caregiver Clubhouse, I remember. And I had five regular guys that always came. And then there was a few that flitted in and out. You know how it goes. But I always had my five regulars. And one month I go to have the meeting, and my five regulars, none of them showed up that day. And I started really kind of freaking out. Because they're my boys, you know, and they're supposed to be there. And another man had come, a new guy, so I had to spend time with him. But as soon as he left, I started calling them up. Huh. Three of them went fishing together and two of them went golfing together, because that's what you told us to do, Linda. Not in the day of my group.
I love that. Yeah.
But out of those five guys, all their wives have passed away and two of the guys have, but the other three still go fishing together.
That's
cool. And now we need to listen to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know I only have wonderful partners. Don't go away. We'll be right back. That's what friends are
for good times. Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Are you concerned with memory loss? Memory loss can be devastating and can affect your activities of daily life. You may forget important appointments, have difficulty completing familiar tasks, or become socially withdrawn. Renstar Medical Research in Wesley Chapel, Florida offers study-related memory evaluations as a part of a research study given by clinical research professional. Call Renstar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 to speak with someone today. Having a memory evaluation is key to early detection of more serious memory problems and can help you plan for the future. Health insurance is not required. Again, call Renstar Medical Research at 813-308-9428 today to set up your memory evaluation appointment. You can also visit their website at www.renstar.net and like them on Facebook.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what that means?
It means it's my turn.
It means the horn is ringing and it's time for Lynn to tell you what's going on this week.
Okay. On July 4th at 6 p.m. at Largo Central Park, there will be live entertainment, inflatables, a pie-eating contest, and other activities for all ages, followed by a fireworks display at 9:15. For more information, call 727-586-7415.
Can we see those fireworks from your house?
I'm hoping.
That's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
All right.
That's 727-586-7415. You know, they're having a watermelon seed spitting contest or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. On July 13th from 10 a.m.
Maybe we should practice today.
There you go. On July 13th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Church of God in Christ in Dade City, Gary LeBlanc will host a seminar on dementia-related diseases and care. For more information, call 352-567-3703. That's 352-567-3703.
And that's going to be a great thing. And Gary LeBlanc is a great teacher and speaker. So if you can make it to that. And also that day, Renstar Medical Research will be doing some free memory screenings there too. So,
and there is a breakfast in a church if you want to go early.
It's a good deal.
On July 21st, from noon to 5 p.m. at Seminole United Methodist Church, the Foundation for Healthy Living is having a special event to support families affected by disabilities. Tickets are $15. Please go to www.smartlivingevents.com for more information. That's www.smartlivingevents.com.
Knowledge is power.
And August 5th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Arden Courts in Seminole, Tam Cummings will host a seminar on understanding the stages of dementia. For more information, call 727-517-7800. 727-517-7800. That's it, Lenny Lou.
Thanks, Lynn. I just want to say Tam Cummings is an excellent speaker, and she has a great book, Untangling Dementia. So it's good to know what the stages are and what the different things. I think some caregivers just kind of like float through the whole thing and they're not sure what to expect. And I think if you have knowledge is power. So think about that. They always put on good stuff. So ladies, tell our listeners where they can find you because we're getting ready to wrap it up.
You can visit our website at www.palmgarden.com, where we would encourage you to come in to any one of our centers to see what beautiful things we have going on. And if you're a caregiver in need of support, we have chaplains at all of our centers. And if you give us a call ahead of time, we can even have the chaplain meet with you when you're on your tour.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. And it's all on my website, too. Ladies?
You can go to www.brookdalepinecrest.com for information about Pinecrest, and you can call us at 727-581-8142 for information about Lyft, and Patricia will tell you where to call Dignity.
You can call me, Patricia Holbert, at 727-434-4757, or you can stop in Serenity Funeral Home on Indian Rocks Road.
All righty. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I want you to go this week to Connecting Caregivers Radio and nominate a caregiver. It takes you like 5 minutes. You nominate a caregiver. A caregiver will have the opportunity to win 8 hours of respite care from Arden Courts, from Assisting Hands, or from Maria's Adult Daycare. So whatever works out best for you. And you get a haircut and a massage and a facial and a dinner and all sorts of stuff. And everyone that's entered into the contest wins something, and we don't pick by who's who because you're all winners to us. You're all great. We just pick a winner. So do that because I'm telling you, when we call up somebody and tell them that they're nominated, they're so happy and overwhelmed that someone appreciated them and did something for them because caregivers don't do anything for themselves. So please do that. Thanks for joining us today. I know your time is precious. Please like our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. I am, I'll come.